Hi, watermelon sugar. Hi, watermelon. Yeah, you know the song. But anyway, speaking of the watermelon, guess what I've got? I have got some Mountain Dew Major Melon. Yeah, so now this will be a very special episode of Tark Picks Her Poison, seeing as I've not done another installment of this since 2016, 2017 at least. The last one being the Cinnamon Pepsi, the Pepsi Fire. But this would be different. Hopefully, this will be really, really good. Compared to the Pepsi Fire, because the Pepsi Fire was just, ugh. It just felt like hell going down my throat. Anyways, so yeah, this Mountain Dew Major Melon is, of course, watermelon. Now, I've heard some people say that this tastes like a watermelon Jolly Rancher, but I can't be for certain seeing that I hadn't tried this. And y'all, believe me when I say that where I live, I've been searching for the zero sugar version of this, high and low, because I don't think my blood sugar can take this, seeing as, yeah, but y'all didn't need to know about that. But still, there have been some of these sodas that I can't have, but I have them anyway sometimes. But this is the exception, okay? Usually I drink diet sodas, of course, but I'm making it an exception for this because why do regular drinks always get the glory? Well, I mean, of course, because everybody drinks them. Naturally. But for those who have drank diet sodas, don't you think we deserve that kind of treatment too? Like we get the amounts of flavors like that too? God, I'm sounding so much like a Karen. Us diet soda drinkers are so important, okay? Okay, no, not doing that shit. You know how pathetic I sound. Okay, so I guess this goes without further ado. I will open it up. Okay, this is the moment you have been waiting for. Oh, come on, Tart. Just shut up and take the drink. And let me waft it first, though. Let me waft it. Waft it. That's what you say when you do that to a wine, not to a freaking soda. Oh my god. Okay, but no. Oh, it smells good. That does smell really good, but okay. Blood sugar be damned. Let's do this thing. That's all I can say is, ooh. Hold on, one more drink. Oh, this is. Ooh. Excuse me. Ooh, one more. Oh. Oh my stars. Oh my dew. Oh my dew. Oh. Kind of came close to orgasming. Sorry about that, but not really. But oh my goodness, this is. Now, I don't say this for every regular drink, but Holy crap, this is good. I'm just gonna straight out say it. That's probably. Oh my Lord. Oh. 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 Jeez. Oh. Oh. Oh my. I am so gaga over this. This is. One more drink. One more drink. I think this is. Look, if they release a zero sugar of this, I will never put this down. I will never, ever, ever put this down. If they bring it to where I live, I'm sure that the zero sugar version of this is out there somewhere here in America, but. If they brought it here, I would just. I go crazy. I go gaga. I just buy like all of them. Well, not really, but you know. That's deep down how I'm feeling, though. You can't lie about that. I can't lie about it. Holy crap, this is good. Reminds me of drinking like a watermelon Kool-Aid almost. But with carbonation. That is. Ooh, the aftertaste though is so good. This is one of the few sodas whose aftertaste I really like. And oh my God, this is. I can't put it down. I can't put it down. Help me. God. I wish they made the zero version of it, though. I would just be like, oh. Oh, I would be all over that shit. I would just be like, give it to me. Kind of like that one time they had like the zero, the Mountain Dew Zero version of the Baja Blast. I could have done that. I could have done that too while it was still out. That should have been a permanent flavor, not one of those limited edition flavors. And I'm hoping for this one, the Major Melon. I hope it's a permanent flavor too, and not one of those, excuse me, God, these, limited time only flavors. I don't fuck with those. 'Cause it's like getting addicted to a person only to just realize that they're not here for a very long time. They're going back to like wherever they were from, and you're just finding yourself missing them. This is kind of like the limited set. Oh, well, let me just phrase it like this. Okay. Now, having the limited time only flavors of a certain soda is kind of like having a one night stand. Like, yeah, their pussy or their dick is really good, but you can't get that again because why? It's a one night stand. Limited time only sodas are just like that. If they have like a flavor that is really, really good, they're gonna pull them off the shelves as soon as they can, you know, because it's limited time only. I hate that. I really do hate that. I mean, I know hate is a strong word, but it really, really irks me. Same like having the Mountain Dew Zero version of the Baja Blast. It's. I miss that. That was really good though. That was, but I don't know. Major Melon though is a very, very close contender though. It reminds me of eating an edible version of a lip smacker lip balm, kind of. It's that good. Oh my gosh. Oh, my top fell off the bottle. Ah, shit. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, this bitch going down. This bitch going down tonight. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah. Oh, that was such a good... that was pretty good. Like I said, if they release a diet version of this, I'm gonna buy the whole thing. I am going to buy it. I don't care how much money I got, I will buy the whole thing. Or as much as I can, really. No, probably about one or two of them. That's pretty much as far as I'm going with it. Let's just be real. Yeah. So, I'm gonna hope y'all, I hope y'all glies. Hey, glies. I think I'm gonna have to call y'all that now, glies. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this installment of Tark Picks Her Poison, and I will see y'all around soon. Okay. Tark out. Yeah. Tark signing out. Bye.